The Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast brings you a unique view of Mesa through its vibrant business community and the subjects that are important. The podcast is produced in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Media Studio, sponsored by the University of Phoenix. Our podcast is hosted by Mesa Chamber of Commerce CEO Sally Harrison. Please enjoy this episode of the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. And today in the podcast studio, returning is Kelly Keffer from the City of Mesa Office of Economic Development. Welcome.
Thank you, Sally. It's great to be here again with you.
Good to have you back. Today we're going to talk about Mesa Business Builder at the studios.
Yes, we are.
I'm sure it is top of mind for you every day because of all that you've been doing in the last, few months?
Well, actually, no, I've been working on this project since fall of 2022, so it's
okay.
Been a long time
so
coming.
So, year and a half. Okay, well, talk about what is Mesa Business Builder at the studios?
So, Mesa Business Builder at the studios is a brand new space that we're bringing online in downtown Mesa, directly across from the Mesa Public Library, so at 59 East 1st Street.
Mm-hmm.
This space actually encompasses 17,000 square feet over two floors of the building.
It's huge.
And it is huge. And the reason that we're building it out is it's really meant to support small businesses and entrepreneurs here in Mesa.
Mm-hmm. So I was in the space the other day. What's the history of that building?
So this particular building is actually the original city library. So when you walk into it, now has a beautiful two-story atrium, and when you walk in on the wall, you'll see the schematics from the original library. So
very
that's
cool.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, very fun. Great reuse of that space.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
very cool.
Yes.
Got a lot of cool structure to it. Okay, so talk more about the space.
So what this is, it's really a physical extension for our Mesa Business Builder Small Business Assistance Program and services that we've been busy developing over the course of the past 4 years, now getting ready to enter year five. Yes, and it's been growing exponentially with each year.
Mm-hmm.
So this now gives us, again, a physical space to be able to connect with our business community. And we really envision this as the heart of our small business and entrepreneurship services, where businesses can come and entrepreneurs can come to connect to resources
mm-hmm.
and services that are available here in the community. It's also meant for our workforce and education partners and our community partners to use this space to serve the community, to serve the businesses doing what they do best.
And again, the Business Builder program was born out of the Mesa Cares program.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that everybody's, the leadership of the city has continued to look at that as a needed program.
Absolutely. So we all know that COVID really put the spotlight on the vulnerability
mm-hmm.
of small businesses and entrepreneurs. And in Mesa, our leadership has just been phenomenal at recognizing the importance of providing services and support to help them grow and thrive here in the community.
It's been wonderful, and we appreciate the partnership. So talk about the features that are included in the space, because, again, when I got to tour it with you, there was a big wow factor.
it's pretty amazing. Besides just being, I think it's stunningly beautiful because obviously I've been working on this project for quite a while now, but it's really meant to be state of the art with technology and tools
mm-hmm.
for our businesses and entrepreneurs. So with that being said, we have a podcast studio with the recording equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We have a AR/VR studio that will have the MetaQuest 3s available
mm-hmm.
for businesses. Think about doing maybe like a virtual storefront
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Cool.
We have a green screen with a projector screen, so it can be used for film screening
mm-hmm.
or developing film. Video cameras will be available, as well as what you would consider, I guess, typical business type spaces, so event spaces, meeting space, conference
right.
space, and a computer lab for training. So think workforce development, upskilling and retraining. All of this will be available, and right now it's free for the community to use.
That's pretty impressive. So talk about why Mesa is investing in this type of project, because obviously this doesn't just happen and it doesn't happen for free. Talk about the kind of feelings behind this project.
So again, if we go back to COVID and we talk about that vulnerability of small businesses, one of the things that became glaringly obvious was that so many of our businesses and entrepreneurs were not necessarily up to date with technology. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't even have a website, they didn't have web presence. So the idea here is that in order to help them be more sustainable into the future, we really want to incorporate these future forward technologies and make them available for businesses to use to grow and have this future presence. So with that being said, it is very cost intensive in many instances for small businesses and entrepreneurs to go out and acquire all of this equipment on their own. At times it's even cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to alleviate some of that and make these tools and resources available for them in a place where they can come learn how to use them and start to incorporate these technologies in their businesses. In addition to that, we're going to offer a variety of training and education and workshops. And that's everything from artificial intelligence or AI to marketing, branding, finance, pretty much soup to nuts on business topics.
Nice. Very cool. So how does a person find out more about the space, maybe how to utilize the space? Is there a place for them to go?
Great question. So first, I think the best thing to do is visit the webpage, which is MBB for Mesa Business Builder. So mbbthestudios.com. Okay. If you visit that webpage, you'll find out more about the studios. You'll be able to see our calendar of events. So between May 22nd and June 30th, we already have more than 25 events.
Oh my gosh.
And training opportunities that we'll be starting. We're starting off on May 22nd with an Arizona Department of Revenue TPT tax workshop. We all know that this is a popular topic for small businesses and entrepreneurs. So that will run from 4 to 7. I hope people hop over to that webpage and register.
It's an important topic, maybe not the sexiest topic that you could plan, but definitely one that everybody needs to obviously understand.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then in addition, when you visit that website, we also have a reservations system, so mm-hmm. you can book to use one of the rooms and or check out equipment. Uh-huh. I will note, though, that before you can actually check out the equipment, we will have some training requirements, so you'll have to learn how to use it before you can actually check it out and use those
sense.
Spaces.
Very cool. So, big question, when's it going to open?
So we are scheduled, we're in the final throes of construction and fit up, and mm-hmm. we are scheduled to do our great big grand opening on May 23rd. We have an open house scheduled from 3 to 5:30. So we really hope that the community turns out, they can come, we'll have light refreshments, we'll be doing tours, and the community will have a chance to check out the space.
Awesome. So do you have to register for that, or is it just open to the public?
We do have a registration, and that's mainly because we'd like to know who's coming and
sure.
where they're coming from mm-hmm. in the city.
Okay.
So again, that Eventbrite is available on the mbbthestudios.com webpage.
Awesome.
It's a simple registration, and we certainly hope to see a whole lot of people show up.
Okay. And again, the grand opening is May 23rd from 3 to 5:30.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming by. We appreciate seeing you again. Hopefully we have another one of these with another big announcement.
I'm sure we'll be back again, and thank you again for having me today.
Awesome. Thanks.
This has been a Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. You can find all podcast episodes at iTunes, Spotify, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org. Content of this podcast is copyright the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, unless otherwise noted.